You're listening to Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Yesterday, the board of directors for the Roaring Fork Transportation Authority met to decide on the future of e-bikes on the Rio Grande Trail. That's the 42-mile trail stretching from Glenwood Springs to Aspen. In short, most e-bikes are now allowed on part of the trail. Our reporter, Wyatt Orm, attended the meeting and is with me now. Hi, Wyatt.
Hi.
So really quickly, what is an e-bike?
It's a bike, but it does have an electric battery that helps it along. There are different classes of e-bike, and that's determined by how much of the work the battery does. Classes 1 and 2 can't go more than, say, 20 miles per hour. Class 3 can go pretty fast, around 28 miles an hour. On Wednesday, something very important happened in Colorado. Classes 1 and 2 of e-bikes, they're now permitted on bike paths around the state. Local authorities, however, can say, no, we don't want this.
So what did the RAFTA board just decide about e-bikes?
They were supposed to decide on how much they want to limit e-bikes on the Rio Grande Trail. The board couldn't really decide on how much they wanted to limit e-bikes. And because of that, e-bikes, at least classes 1 and 2, can now travel on the Rio Grande from Glenwood Springs as far up as Emma Road, which is where Pitkin County begins.
So why can't they go in Pitkin County?
On Tuesday, the day before e-bikes became bikes in Colorado, Pitkin County banned e-bikes on their trails. They said that they want more time. George Newman, who is Pitkin County's representative on the RAFTA board, he said, you know, we're not saying no to e-bikes, but let's go slow. Let's make sure we're making the right decision. And one thing that's important about this meeting is that the Grand Avenue Bridge is closing on Monday. So CDOT, which is the Colorado Department of Transportation, they're trying to get 35% of cars off the road. They sent a letter to RAFTA asking them to allow e-bikes on the Rio Grande. And from Pitkin County's perspective, this was sort of a 11th hour ask.
Okay, so there are posted speed limits on the Rio Grande. I see them all the time when I'm riding. And then class 3 e-bikes aren't allowed. So how are those things going to be enforced?
Something that was mentioned at the meeting, they want to have trail ambassadors. So that's basically people representing RAFTA waiting on the trail to explain the new rules. But they're not going to be handing out speeding tickets. So this question of enforcement, it's a big concern for the people who are against having e-bikes on the trail. There are so many ways to kind of soup up your e-bike and make it go way faster. People think that sort of adding this new element could be a big safety issue. I think the argument against that is that a lot of the e-bike users are a bit older, so it's kind of a...
They're not thrill seekers.
They're not thrill seekers. It's not the thrill-seeking type.
Okay, thanks, Wyatt.
You're welcome.
Reporter Wyatt Orm on Class 1 and 2 e-bikes now being allowed on part of the Rio Grande Trail. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.